even now, trying to be intentional about leading our children into connection with God on the Sabbath, leading myself and my soul into connection with God. Not delight is part of the Sabbath, but it's not the only part of the Sabbath. And so I have to remind myself again and again, it's not just for me to like pleasure stack all day and not connect with God. I want to do activities that help me connect with God and enjoy Him.
Our goal on this podcast is to know Jesus better and by the power of His Spirit do better, so together we can be a little better. Hey everybody, welcome to A Little Better Podcast. On the podcast today, we're going to be jumping into a topic that is definitely near to my heart. It's something called Sabbath.
Let's go.
This Sabbath podcast is week four of a series called Written in Stone, where we're looking a little bit deeper at the Ten Commandments and how they change our relationship with God. What are we supposed to do with them? How do they make us make better decisions with our daily lives? And why did God give them to us in the first place? I'm joined today by Noah Bixby. He's our Brighton campus pastor, and Matt Sellens, our ministries lead, and I'm Michelle Gerringer. I'm our lead for outreach and groups here at Northridge. Matt and Noah, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, let's go.
You're excited to talk a little bit about Sabbath?
For sure.
One of our favorite things, so it's a blast, and we're going to learn a lot. That's cool. I love it. It's so fun. It's like one of my favorite things to do, so I'm excited to share with you guys about what it looks like.
Well, Noah, thanks for sharing that message on Sunday. Would you just give us a little recap in brief for those people? Maybe it's been a little bit, and they have, or maybe you're listening to this a little bit later. What was just like 60 seconds on your message?
Yeah, the Sabbath was given to God's people as a rule to set them apart from other nations and people, and they hadn't even had a day off for so long. It was kind of redefining who they were. And then it also is something that God gives us the reason for, and He tells us He built it into creation, that He worked for 6 days to create the earth and the sky and the sea and everything that is here, and then He said He rested on the seventh. And so it's part of the fabric of nature and who God is and made us to be. And so He says, take 1 day a week off and set it aside, make it holy to me. And I rested, so therefore we rest. And so I've talked through how to do that. And in my message, we're sharing a little bit about some of the ways people could try different things and customize your own Sabbath and some of the things that you could enjoy on a Sabbath day and the ways you could connect with God on a Sabbath day. So it's going to be neat to see how you guys make it your own and how we all make it our own. Because I think each person connects with God a little bit differently. And so it's hard to teach on a subject where it's so broad and different based on who people are and their background and makeup and even what job they have, right? If they have a certain job, it might totally change their Sabbath day and what that means. So the word Sabbath is Shabbat, and it means to stop or to cease. So it's basically a day of rest in your week that you build in.
Yeah, I think one of the coolest things about the Ten Commandments is that they are good for us. Like God gave us rules and commandments that are good for our lives. And this is one of the ones that is uniquely, obviously really great. Like who doesn't want to take a day off and not work and like not answer emails? I mean, there's just so many good things about what the Sabbath could be for each individual person. So I know I'll just share with you guys, I know all three of us have started to take a Sabbath and we're at different points in our journey. And some people are a little further on than I am for sure. But I just want to share, you know, it's been a couple of years for a few of us of trying to do the Sabbath and getting into that rhythm. So why did you start? If it wasn't something you were doing before, what caused you to get into doing the Sabbath?
Matt? I can go first. Yeah. We've been practicing Sabbath for a little over 4 years now, I think. And it started with recommendation from our friend Josh Horn, who was exploring Sabbath
Kudos
at the same time. And but it was really a thing where I was feeling convicted that this is something that is really important. It's part of how God made the world. And the more that we align ourselves with the way that God made things to work best, the better our lives are going to be. But I felt like, man, Belinda and I already feel like we don't have enough time in the week to do everything that we need to do, right? We're feeling overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. How can we possibly, I felt like I can't even bring this up. Like, how can I possibly say to Belinda, hey, I think we should take a Sabbath? Like, that didn't feel like a conversation that I could even have.
You felt prepared to take on.
With which 24 hours?
Man. Right, yeah, exactly. So so I just prayed, and I was like, God, I know you're telling me we should do this, but I don't even know how to start this conversation. And so then it was just like a week or two later that Belinda came to me and said, like, hey, I think we should try this Sabbath thing. Wow. You know, it was just such a cool thing that the Holy Spirit did for us. And so we kind of embarked on this journey, reading a couple different books. Ruthless Elimination of Hurry by Comer was really helpful for us. Mm-hmm. A little booklet called The Christian Sabbath by Terry Johnson was helpful. And so we just tried it. It was one of those things where I honestly felt like it didn't add up. Looked at all the things that we had to do and the time we had to do it, and subtracting 24 hours didn't feel like it was going to work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we just did it, and somehow it worked. Mm-hmm. You know, and what was particularly special for us is that God led us to that point, and we started practicing Sabbath, not doing it very well, but just starting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then almost, just within a few months, we entered a very significantly busy season because of my job at the time. Mm-hmm. That I don't know if we would have made it through that without Sabbath being part of our family's rhythm. So it was just the way that God provided for all that was really special to just experience his grace for us through Sabbath. Yeah.
Yeah. Noah, what about you?
Yeah, I was working in accounting, and I was... you always feel like I had more to do than I had time for. And so I was working later at night. And COVID kind of also brought this level of working from home. And I don't know, it just became weird for me. And so my mind was restless and busy and just very crowded. And same thing, that Terry Johnson pamphlet on Sabbath and Wrote the Elimination of Hurry were incredible for me. But I read that book, I was really convicted. And my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, they were doing it. And so they were kind of talking, and we were talking. And then I was like, I started going for walks. And I was finding during the day, I would just be anxious or my palms would be sweaty because of how much stuff I had to do, emails that were in the inbox. And almost felt like the more emails I sent, the more I received. I don't know if you've ever, that just felt like no matter how hard I tried, my day or my workload grew. And it wasn't even necessarily, I would say, someone's fault. It was just who I am and how my role was shifting and things.
Yeah.
And at the time I was like, I can't do this. This is too much. So Paige is always like, hey, are you going to be done working? When are you going to be done working? I got a few more things to do. She's like, you got to quit. So I end up doing this thing and try and take a day off. And, I started as 4 hours. I'm going to do 4 hours. I'm just going to try to half a day, and it kind of grew and grew. And it's been really, really helpful and encouraging. And maybe my Sabbath doesn't look exactly like some other people's Sabbaths. I think the command is to not do work that you would normally do. And so sometimes for me, my job is to talk or to do a lot of communication, to do a lot of meetings, emails, meet with people, counseling, talk about them, their hardest problems, how, depressed or emotional or someone died, or it's just tough, sometimes. And so their marriage is crumbling. But for me, could kind of take a break from that. Sometimes it's to go chop some wood or to be outside in nature, to go for a run, to work out, to lift some weights. And that's kind of more release for me than being in my head thinking about these deep problems, and to just unplug from my phone, from all the communication that's coming in. Because I just feel like there's so much swamping my brain with stimulation, and people's largest problems getting tossed at my feet. And I'm thinking, how do I help this? How do I even... I mean, I can pray, but how do I even begin to offer any advice?
How do I walk alongside somebody?
Yeah, and it's overwhelming. I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. I've only been a pastor for a year and a half, right? And how do I, this is a systemic problem that grew when they were children, and there's no fixes for a lot of it. And you just have to walk alongside people and then bear that. And you're like, these burdens are heavy. So for me, that's been helpful. Just do a home project or go to the gym and just pound some iron, you know, just get on that bench and just start. How much can I lift? And how much can I not think about anything else except this single weight going up and down the center of my palms, my feet on the ground, the wind in my bald skin on the top of my head, you know, not my hair. But that's good.
Yeah, I think for me, you know, I read The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. I even brought my small group through it and did like we listened to the podcast and did that for a small group for a while. And so I accessed some of those materials, but it really, like, it just was like, oh, that's a really good thing, but it's not for me, or it's not required, or like, I guess I just didn't see how it really like fit with my life. But I started with just kind of saying, okay, like silence and solitude is something that I need. Like I need some more extended time with God where I'm not rushed and no one's going to interrupt me. And like, I kind of started carving out some of those times. And I found like that was really good. And then I started looking at my schedule and trying to think about like simplifying a little bit, because I was all kinds of all over the place doing so many different things. And then that kind of like, I think over time, like you guys are much quicker to the jump, I guess, on the Holy Spirit than I am. I was like, over time, finally got to the point where I was like, I think I could really use a Sabbath. I think I could really use like a day where I don't touch a screen and don't touch my phone. And like, I think the why for me was when somebody said, I heard somewhere, you know, it's like the Sabbath day is almost like one day that you're living what heaven will be like. Mm-hmm. It's like bringing heaven to earth. Like, what would you want to be doing in heaven? You get one day a week to just do that. And I was like, okay, like I want that. I want to do that thing like every single week. And so for me, it's been kind of a process of growing that. Like I am not to a weekly practice. I can just be perfectly honest. I'm probably like every other week. And sometimes it's a little worse than that. And I think it's been a process of trying to build it up and work on like, how do I build this into the rhythms of the other people that are in my life as well? Cause it's not just me. If it was just me, I could just kind of like schedule it and be done with that. But even as a single person, I still have to consider all the other people in my life that they kind of sometimes assume that you're free cause you're single. I was like, well, I'm not just always free, you know? so it's kind of a tough thing. You have to craft this. And I think one of the things that I've been growing in is like the preparing for the Sabbath. And that's like one of those lessons that I think God has been teaching me over and over again. If you don't prepare, you're going to get caught up on your actual Sabbath day. And so that's one of the things that I'm currently working on when it comes to like the Sabbath space. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what's a scripture passage or story that really like sticks out to you when it comes to Sabbath. Like what are those like prime examples of like where you're seeing this in the Bible?
Well, Jesus bumped up against the Sabbath like time and time. It's like one of the main reasons why he was killed. Like if you look at all of the scriptures and what you put together, it's like one of the reasons Jesus died or was put to death was because he disobeyed the religious leader's version of Sabbath. He broke it that many times. Yeah, so he was healing people. I had like a whole thing, little diagram, but he's like plucking grain. He healed a paralytic man. He healed a man with a withered hand. He referred to Jews circumcising on the Sabbath in Galilee. And he said, hey, you're supposed to be doing this or that. Healed a man born with blindness. He healed a woman bent over in Judea. And he healed a man with dropsy in Persia. So a lot of it was healing. He was like healing people on the Sabbath. And the Jewish, you know, the religious leaders in the time were like, you can't do that. You know, that's right. That's working.
Yeah, and they're even trying to trap him.
Right. Let's catch him healing somebody.
Let's put a person
with a withered hand on his path. You know,
get over here.
He's never touched a wheelchair before. The guy's like, get the wheelchair. Start wheel. It's not work. We can wheel him. He's like, get over here.
Pro tip, never try to trap Jesus. You will fail. I don't know what they were thinking. That's so true. Jesus, time and time again, prove the point that the Sabbath is for man and the man is not for the Sabbath. So that, I think that's like a really, really key thing. Like watching the fact that Jesus did Sabbath is something that makes me want to do it. Like if Jesus thought that was good and did it, man, I want to become like Jesus. So I'm going to do it too. Yeah, I love that.
He's up to the heart of it. You know, that healing, I mean, it's part of, you know, God's heart for us is to take a break and to rest. He wasn't about after the letter of the law, right? That you're not able to go 40 paces. You're not able to spit on the ground because you might water a plant. You know what I mean? Like this is like it's extreme, and we almost maybe go there too, even in our history up till 1950. Like grocery stores, gas stations were closed. Nothing. You couldn't do anything on the Sabbath. Some people even remember it being like boring time. Like, Sunday was boring because there was nothing to do. There was no people around. They couldn't go swimming because it was, like, boring, you know, Sabbath day, boring. But Jesus was after the heart of the law, which was to connect with God. Mm-hmm. And so what are we doing to connect with God one day a week? How do we carve out time for what's most important rather than just all the urgent things that flood in front of us? I mean, there's billions of dollars being spent to try to consume our time. And one of the illustrations I found in researching for this is that, you know, we'll have 334 months of free time between being 18 and 80, like, of time total. So that's, like, not sleeping or working and, you know, being active, like having space.
Yeah, yeah.
And of those 34 months, 312 of them will be spent on a screen right now. 93% of an 18-year-old's free time will be spent 93% will be spent looking at a screen. So, like, imagine how many of those dots that is if you, like, graphed it out. That's a ton of our time will be spent, like, answering emails, answering texts, watching Netflix, consuming content, being sold something.
Working on your email, working on your computer, online shopping, all the things.
Yeah. And it only gets worse. Like, it's only grown in the last 20, 30, 50 years, the amount of time we spend on screens. And so it just crowds out spiritual growth. And the crowded life is just, you know, shrinks your soul. You know, it starves your soul. It's the enemy of a fruitful soul.
Yeah. When I think about Sabbath, one of the concepts that is really strong for me is that it's in some ways a check for my heart against cultural idols. And so we've talked about idols last time we were together on the podcast, right? Our culture says busyness is a virtue, and it says that productivity is a virtue, especially American culture, right?
Yep.
It's all produce,
what
produce,
can you do
produce.
For me?
Yeah. Right.
And what do you have to show for yourself? What's
yeah,
in your portfolio?
Exactly.
What's on your resume?
It's all about being independent and autonomous and making something of value that's, so, and consumption. Consume, consume, consume. Like, what can I get? Mm-hmm. And so, Sabbath for me, there's two times that the Ten Commandments are shared, right? In Exodus and in Deuteronomy. And the Sabbath command comes with two different, like, reasons why,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And one reason is, like, it's part of the fabric of the way God made the universe, right? He worked for 6 days and then rested. And then the other reason was you were slaves in Egypt, right? And so you talked about both those things in some way. But this idea that, like, man, we don't have to live trapped by the culture that we're in, right? We can live God's way according to his kingdom and his plan. We don't have to be bound up by the Egyptian empire, right? Bound up by our American culture that says work, produce, earn, consume, right? And so to set aside a day where I'm not going to consume anything, I'm not going to produce anything, I'm not going to buy anything or sell anything or make anything that's not just, like...
What if the guy,
like,
in Facebook Marketplace, though, is only free?
Well, that's
okay. That, like, well, I don't need it, right? I don't need it. And so, yeah, for me, that's really compelling to me. Like, Sabbath is saying no to cultural values that aren't God's values.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think, like, when you think about, like, setting up your spiritual rhythms, Sabbath is so much of a rhythm, right? It's a weekly, it's a week or bi-weekly for me, you know, but I'm working on it. But it's supposed to be weekly. I got this. I can do this. It's something you grow to, for sure. But it's this, like, rhythm of something that you create in your life. And I think those spiritual rhythms, like waking up every day and, like, starting your day with talking to Jesus and reading his word and, like, some of these other spiritual rhythms that we build in, they're just so important for who we become. It's like, who are we becoming, and how are we, not only the things that we do, but then the spiritual practices of abstinence, like sitting in silence, like fasting, not eating because we can, because we can say no to food or we can say no to some other thing. Right. And I think that Sabbath in a way is that abstinence, saying, no, I'm not going to do any of those things, and I'm going to set this aside. Yeah. Mm. Just like we tithe our money and we set aside time for the Sabbath.
Yeah.
And time is money, right? And the time is almost more precious. Mm. I think it's harder to definitely Sabbath harder. To me yeah. than to tithe. Mm-hmm. It's way, way, way harder for, mm-hmm. not for everybody, but for a lot of people, it's much yeah. harder.
Mm-hmm. And for me, like I have to remind my heart every week that I can trust God to provide, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I don't have to work today to earn anything or produce yeah. anything. God is providing for me. And just like, you know, there was manna for every day for the Israelites in the mm-hmm. wilderness, and there was twice as much manna the mm-hmm. day before the Sabbath. And they, you know, couldn't save any extra. You know, it was just God is going to provide the manna for today. And so it's a weekly reminder for myself that God is the one who provides.
Yeah.
He's the one who provides, not me.
That's good. Yeah. So let's get practical. What does it look like for you guys to actually take a Sabbath? Like, what do you do on the Sabbath? When do you start? What day of the week? And what are your activities?
Mm-hmm. For me, it's Friday. It's my day off. So a pastor, obviously, Sunday isn't really a typical day off for me. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Friday is my day off. And some things I love to do is drink coffee. So shout out Localist. Shout out my boy Noah Claire for some Localist coffee. I always drink a little coffee in the morning. I like to read my Bible and read coffee. I like to go for runs. I like to lift weights, work on things around the house that I can control that are just like manual labor, you know, like doing something with planting some flowers or like going on a walk and just enjoying a breeze, you know, and just having time to reflect. Mm-hmm. So I go in places, I go to certain places over and over again. So maybe go to Cobbs Hill and pray there for the city and just pray for all the homes and all the people and all the, just the lost city that we live in. And so I'll go to different places and pray, and that's pretty good. And then journaling too, I'll write down answered prayers, or I'll look back on how God has answered prayers, write down all my feelings, all my thoughts. And one idea that I love is I don't do this currently, but I came across this in preparation, was write down all the things that are like holding you back that are negative or that you're caught up with that are kind of on your mind, weighing you down, pressing you, and put them in a box. And don't think about those for the whole day and just set those aside. I also turn off my phone. That is a huge stress relief for me. If I can get my phone away from my phone, I mean, it is so attractive. It's so appealing. The first thing you roll up in the morning, it's like, and don't touch your phone. You know what I mean? And it's like, I can rest.
Yeah.
You know, like, whoa, like mind blowing how bad I want to reach for it. It's crazy. Why do I want it that? Why do I want to touch it that bad? I have no idea. But like, it's the first thing you think, oh, got to make sure someone didn't mess. Wait a minute. It's Friday. Then I go downstairs. I make some coffee. I put a little maple syrup in it. Go out on the front porch.
Maple syrup?
Oh, I love it. It's so good. I sit there. I sip my coffee. Go for a run. I sweat. I lift. I enjoy the day. I enjoy my time with God. It's so fun. Yeah. What about you?
Over the years, our schedules have changed. We used to try to do a Sabbath like starting in an evening at dinner time through the next evening. Oh, like
24 hours, from like 5 to 5 right. or something.
Yeah, like dawn to dawn. Yeah.
Okay. Eventually, we found that the preparation time, it was like we were so rushed like trying to get ready for Sabbath, right? And then it was like, okay, it's dinner time. Boom! Now we have to like stop and rest. And it was just like, we can't do this. Like this is not good, right? So we now, especially that I'm working at church, like you, Friday is my day off. So because our kids are homeschooled, it's easy for us to take set aside Friday. So 24 hours, the whole day Friday is Sabbath.
So do the kids not have school on Friday?
Yeah, no school.
Oh, man, let's go.
That's that homeschooling life right there in action.
I love it.
Take the perks, you know?
So we've actually, over time, added quite a bit of structure to our Sabbath practice, and we actually start with a feast. So we have breakfast feast every Friday morning.
Bacon.
Yeah, we're making some bacon or sausage.
Man, against Levitical law, but that is some
So it's always a feast, and then we, Belinda wrote this beautiful, like, Sabbath liturgy prayer for us. So every Sabbath we light a candle. or two candles. Right now we have one candle with three wicks. We really only need two wicks, but anyway. Yeah. One to remember and one to observe. So those are the two commands tied to Sabbath. One, remember the Sabbath, observe the Sabbath, right? And so I'm just going to read this.
Yeah,
this is our Sabbath prayer. God, thank you for helping us to make it to another Sabbath and giving it to us as a gift. Please help us to stop work, rest well, worship you, and delight in you and the blessings you've given us. Thank you for being who we need. Please help us to say no to the temptations of this world, our enemy, and the flesh, to earn, overwork, and to consume. Instead, help us to both be content in and rest in you and your provision. Please rejuvenate us today and fill us with your joy. Amen. And so that's how we start the Sabbath. We start with a feast. We start with candles. We remember why we have Sabbath and why we're doing it. We start with a little liturgy. Then we always do, after that, we take some time and we bless our children. So we've got five little kids.
Oh, cool.
And so we take time to bless each of them by name and pronounce a blessing over them. We do some family worship time. We'll sing some songs together. And then after that is kind of just free time. And that's one of the struggles that I've had in the Sabbath is that it's been easy for me over the years to make Sabbath about myself rather than it being God's day. It becomes my day to just do whatever I want. And so that's where the Sabbath battle is for me at this point in my Sabbath practice is to like, this is God's day. It's a day that's holy to him, not a day that's holy to Matt. And so it's not just like, I just want to sit and play games all the time. But that's not what Sabbath is for. That's a good thing to do on the Sabbath.
Right.
It's like play some games with my kids.
Hang out with the kids.
Sure.
But that's not what Sabbath is for,
or
not only what it's for. So, so making sure that we're spending time connecting with God and with each other. And then when it comes to the evening, we have a thankfulness jar that we fill up during the week. As we're thankful for something, we write on a little slip of paper, we throw it in the jar. And then so on Sabbath for our evening meal, we take turns pulling, we light the candle again, we take turns pulling the things that we're thankful for out of the jar and reading them aloud for each other. And that's a kind of how we conclude our Sabbath. You know, Belinda and I have time together after the kids go to bed. And so that's how we Sabbath. We don't do anything particular like you. Nobody's on their phone. I turn on my phone and it's a time to separate from all the normal things that we do. We don't do any dishes. We try to like, I like to cook, so I still cook.
Yeah, you enjoy it. Yep.
Belinda usually cooks the meals, but I cook on Sabbath, and so that's a kind
win-win.
Of a break for both of us.
Yeah,
right?
That's a win-win for every woman out there.
And so, but we use paper dishes that we can just throw away, so we don't have to wash anything. So, like, a lot of those things that are just practical, it costs a little bit more to use paper dishes, but we're going to do that because we want to be intentional about resting and not working on the Sabbath. So,
Yeah. Yeah, and I think whatever that thing is that feels like work, that's like the number one thing to avoid. Yeah, for me, it looks I usually do it like Friday night into Saturday. Saturday is my day off. So I'll like kind of right before I'm going to go to bed on Friday night, I'll read. I actually read from this book that Matt has right in front of him, Every Moment Holy. And so I'll read from that and then I'll read from the scriptures. Usually I'll do a psalm and then just kind of like have a time to like kind of reflect and either journal or just like kind of talk quietly and like kind of just like kind of relax. And then I'll go to bed and just I wake up and whenever I wake up. My phone isn't on typically. Although I do have a fun story in a second about me and Noah texting my last Sabbath day.
I text bombed it.
Like I messed that one up. So I'll get to that in a second. But then, yeah, typically it looks like me just, I usually kind of try to plan something. I do like to go and spend time with other people. So because I'm single, I don't have, like I have a roommate, but I don't necessarily have a bunch of people in my life, but I think part of me enjoying Sabbath is spending time with other people. So I usually have to make a plan, and this is where the phone comes in. Sometimes, like, I will check my phone partway through the Sabbath day, just because I know that, you know, if we're making a plan with other people, there's this expectation.
Right.
And so one of the things I've been working on is the prep. Like, hey, I'm not going to have my phone on is a conversation I should probably be having, but I'm not good at having that. So I'll set like a time to check my phone. But practically, like, not everybody works at a church. So like when you don't work at a church, sometimes you have to check in. It is not your prerogative to not check in on your Sabbath day. And so having a set time where you say, I'm going to put my phone away. And sometime in the afternoon between 12 to 2 o'clock, when I think it's somewhere in that time window, I'm just going to go and I'm going to check it. Mm-hmm. And maybe you have to respond to something. And like, I just want to say that it's not meant to be a rule. And so if your job requires you to check in, pick a time. Don't just get rid of the whole practice.
Yeah.
Like, it is so much better to have a whole morning off than to just say, oh, well, I can't do that because I don't have Fridays off. So I'm not going to do that at all. You know, I work here, and then I have, you know, one day a week I'm at my audiology office. And so I understand some of the juggle and the hustle and the hurry. And like, we can't totally unplug from our entire culture. We still live here and we're still trying to reach those people. So sometimes we do have these kind of struggle moments. It's just real life. Like, so last week I had a friend who's pregnant. I was checking in on my phone to see like what's going on with the baby. Yeah. And then I get this text from Noah, and like something was broken on the Northridge like rock system. And so I wanted to check in and like, just kind of like, so I got on my email, sent out a thing. It was like, okay, like I'm going to like kind of manage this. But I mentioned in it, hey, I'm on my Sabbath. And it was an atypical day for me to take the Sabbath because the 4th of July in there. And so I just kind of, because the holiday that I was taking, ended up taking it a different day of the week than I normally do. And nobody expected me to be Sabbathing that day. So of course the texts were coming in. And so I think it's just a good thing to note when it comes to Sabbath battle. Like, you are still working with the other people that are in your life. And like, it's always best to walk in kindness, and to, you still have to keep your job, you know? And so you're kind of trying to build those boundaries. Like, you can let people know you're going to do it, but then still try to show up for them and just kind of try to, that is a wrestle. It is a real, real wrestle. What are some like Sabbath fails or Sabbath battles that you guys have been experiencing or have found yourself experiencing maybe in the past if you've been going for a while?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, for us, those moments of like, we're so rushed trying to get ready for Sabbath that then it doesn't feel restful anymore. Like that was failure. So we did something about that structurally, but even now, trying to be intentional about leading our children into connection with God on the Sabbath, leading myself and my soul into connection with God. Not delight is part of the Sabbath, but it's not the only part of the Sabbath. And so I have to remind myself again and again, it's not just for me to like pleasure stack all day and not connect with God. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
I want to do activities that help me connect with God and enjoy Him. Mm-hmm. Right. And so that's kind of the, that's not a specific thing, but that's just where, that's where my mind is. It's where the battle in my heart is around Sabbath right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good.
I think I still, so laziness is the other side of like busyness, right? And it's like kind of the same thing. You're either trying really hard to be God or you're just like not trying to reach God at all. And so for me, I land more on the try hard side than the try too little side. So I'll like, even on my Sabbath, I'll be like planning in all these like, you know, like tedious things, you know, that I'm going to try to do these things. And so for me, like the rest part is like the hardest part. Cause I don't like to rest. Like, I don't like to just like sit there. Like, I don't like solitude. I don't like silence. Like, those things are just like, I like people. I like laughing. It's easy to get me excited. I like bacon. I like blessings. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to just go like.
You want the highs, not the.
Yeah.
Not the,
what am I doing? You know what I mean? I'm going to go like sit on a rock for an hour. Like,
green pastures, calm lakes, not your thing.
Like, yeah. I mean, I'll hike the green pastures.
Yeah.
I'll climb the mountains. Yeah. I'll plant the flag. Like, let's go, you know? But like, I'm not trying to just like, you know, lays around like, so for me, it's like, how do I rest in like what God has done for me and not try to like, I can enjoy by like doing and building and creating and designing and yeah, let's go and, you know, get excited. But like, how do I just like let like that rest be a thing in my life and my heart? And I don't know, maybe it's
actually
just,
stop.
Yeah. How do I
actually stop? Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's like, I can just switch what I'm doing to different things, right? That I still like enjoy or like that are helping me connect with God more, but I'm still trying to connect with God. I'm not actually just like resting. I'm not
and
stopping.
Being
I'm like, oh, I got to read my Bible. I got to journal. So now I've got a list of things I get to do, but like, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, what am I
but
doing?
But you're still
like,
accomplishing the Sabbath.
I'm still trying to Sabbath. You know what I mean? Like, how do I stop trying? It's just like,
and that's like, that's just on God. That is on God to continue to work in all of us.
But that's like
to,
the beautiful part
our battles. Yeah.
Is that like we can't even rest without God.
Yeah.
Like we can't even like relax or actually cease doing things without God.
Without him allowing us to, So as we close up, I just would love to hear from both you guys, why should we Sabbath? Like Sabbath is such a good thing. Give us just like one more encouragement as to why you think everybody should start doing this practice.
You first.
I think it's where I connect to God the best. Like if you say like, you know, where do you connect with God the most every week? It's on Friday, like, you know, without my phone. And when all that other stuff dies down, if you want to connect with God more, I would say put your phone away, put your busyness away, and try to listen for the still small voice. Like be still and know that he is God. And even if you don't do it perfectly, don't throw everything out. If you can't do everything, try to do something, you know, and just listen for that still small. But if you're asking me where, Noah, do you connect with God the most? It's not with the podcast here with you guys. Sorry. It's not preaching on a Sunday. It's not writing a message or sitting in a meeting or talking to people. Where I connect with God the most is when everything is off and I'm resting with him and thinking about him and focusing on him and trying to do my best to worship him.
Yeah, I want my life to be shaped more by God's way than the American way, right? And more by the Jesus way than culture's way. And so for me, I don't think there's anything that's more countercultural for me than Sabbath. Mm. And so I love being able to lead my family in a rhythm of Sabbath that every week we're going to stop, we're going to rest, we're going to worship, we're going to delight and just experience the joy of the Lord together. It is really our strength.
Yeah.
Right. And so we feel like, like the opening of that prayer, right? We made it to another Sabbath. Like we got here.
This is our resting place.
Yeah. Now we're refreshed and rejuvenated for the week ahead because we've got work to do, right? We have 6 days you should labor.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The seventh is the Lord's. And so we've got work to do, but we have an opportunity to connect with our God who loves us so much and is the God of rest. And so I guess for all of you out there, may you be refreshed in your soul by the God of rest.
Mm. Yeah. I think we know that taking pleasure in God is a good thing. And a lot of Christians desire that. And so I would say if you wish that you longed to spend time with God, if you wish that you had that intimacy or relationship with God where you're like, okay, it's time. I think Sabbath is one of the best ways to grow that longing. Like there's those moments or those highs in your Christian walk where you feel like, okay, I want to go read my Bible. I want to pray. I want to sneak out of this party right now because I get to spend time with God. Like Jesus is calling. And I think that feeling is grown in me by Sabbath. And I've had people tell me that since starting to practice Sabbath, like, hey, you're different when you do this. Like you should keep doing that thing. And so I think that to me, it was just like, it's a no-brainer to keep wanting it. And I notice if I'm not doing it as much, that longing does decline. Like I don't long for him the same way. And so if you're longing for Jesus, Sabbath might just be your way to get a little bit more of Jesus in your life. We're going to be continuing on in our 10 Commandments series. So diving into a couple more commandments in the coming weeks. So be on the lookout for those.
That's up next. murder.
Next.
Let's go.
Yeah,
a lot of good stuff coming up, and we'll be talking about that also on the podcast. If you like this podcast, be sure to subscribe, to like, or to drop what you've been doing for your Sabbath in the comments. We'd love to see some more of that. Thanks for joining us today on A Little Better Podcast.
Peace.